How will you get by? You know, I just don't care for foolish affairs. You cheat, you smile, you laugh at my desire. I'm crazy for... What am I crazy for? This is the Talent Agency. Hello, cyber boys, cyber girls, and the cyber non-binary, and welcome to The Talent Agency, your number one trid show featuring maximum levels of violence, criminality, and homoeroticism. I am your host, Nathan Blades, and with me are three wonderful Shadowrun actors. Playing two-step is...
Liam Kennedy.
And playing Spurs is...
Anthony Higginson.
And playing a character who's not been named yet and that will be told now is...
Nano Ranger will be played by Paolo.
Marvellous. And this sordid tale is called Sakuran, or Confusion. To set the scene, the camera pans over the streets of London at night. This is the year 2077, so it looks exactly the same, but even more gentrified. We slowly pan down into Fitzrovia in the centre of London, stopping outside a bar called The Empty Set, where three ne'er-do-wells are about to go in. They are shadow runners, agents who, to make a quick buck, to survive, to do what they can, do whatever corporations and whoever is willing to pay will ask them to do. And today they are going to meet their Mr. Johnson, a person who gives out jobs to shadow runners, but in the bid to remain anonymous, all of them call themselves Mr. Johnson, although since we're in the UK, it's most likely they'll be called Mr. Smith, to be as anonymous as possible. As these three step inside the club, it's the lights are low, they are pulsing neon pink and blue, a very minimalist house music is kind of coming from speakers across the place. And we'll go through, say, to describe what they look like and how they are reacting to this very chic but also rather chintzy bar. So how does two-step feel about this location?
Absolutely fucking hates this. If it ain't hardcore, it ain't worth listening to.
Nano Ranger feels particularly out of place, because underneath this quite tight denim leather jacket, it's actually spandex, and everyone seems to be dressed quite well, and he feels very nervous.
Okay. And how does Spurs feel about this super chic club?
He just very casually adjusts his cowboy hat and scowls around the room.
Okay. And as Spurs scowls around the room, the camera follows and it lands on a booth seat with your Mr. Johnson, or as it turns out in this case, a Ms. Johnson. She's sitting in a large circular booth with many glasses of champagne already set out. She knows that she's only hired three, but there is a good seven already there, just in case. So she looks like she's waiting for more people. And as she sees three people who obviously aren't regular patrons of the bar club, she nods and with one hand, with very manicured fingernails, gestures for you all to sit down. She says, good evening, gentlemen. I know that runners are more used to doing rough and dirty work, but you're in luck today. The shady business I need of you may be more considerably ritzy than your average. I'm sure you've heard of the film series Titanium Heart. Really, really schlocky action films, I know, but they're very, very popular. It's the 10th anniversary of since the very first film has been released, and Harpsichord Studios, the people who are producing it, are holding a museum exhibition celebrating the hit series. I have a contact there, a Sheena Bellrose. She works as a wage mage for Harpsichord Studios, and I need you to go and liaise with her, and also pick up a package that I have left at the museum. It's a matter of grave importance, although I can't really describe to you now, she'll be able to fill you in further, that you sneak into the exhibition hall where they are displaying the Titanium Heart robot line and make sure that you have her and the package in tow. Does this sound like something that you all three would be able to achieve?
I'll get the job done.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The museum that this will be held at will be the new V&A museum in South Kensington. I'm sure you've been there before. Largely the museum doesn't necessarily have massive amounts of security, but Harpsichord Studios, since they want to run a good show and also they're quite protective of their very expensive robots that they use for film, have likely probably employed some privatized military to kind of keep guards on certain things. But they're all oafs, I would say. You should be able to get past them easily enough. Do any of you have any questions?
Nano Range is just breathing a little bit heavier than he was before, like, when he heard military, he's like, oh.
Are you alright?
No. Yes. Yes, I am.
I mean...
Thank you.
Good. But seriously, none of you have any questions.
What's the fee?
Well, that would be the first question I'd expect to be asked, of course. I wouldn't say that this is necessarily a very, very difficult job, though. I'd be very willing to pay you 8,000 New Yen for your trouble.
He's breathing a little heavier again, like,
I mean, it's not, if I was expecting you to rob a bank or something, I'd probably be paying you significantly more. This is work that I think that only you guys can do, but, I think that's very fair pay. Do you all agree?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, The exhibition is having a grand opening as part of the V&A Lates. So there will be both the Harpsichord Studios cast and crew and a handful of various VIP. And of course, the contact Sheena will be there. It's happening tomorrow night at 8. So you have the full day to prepare before you go and do this job for me.
Nano Ranger really slowly raises his hand.
Yes. You finally have a question. That's good.
What kind of defensive capabilities do the military types carry?
They are very likely. I have a contact that within Harpsichord Studios, and I've been told that when they hire additional guards for events like this, they tend to hire people from the Ares Corporation. They largely deal in guns and weaponry. They also then train soldiers that are on rent. A lot of them are sometimes ex-military, or they are the kind of corporate wage slaves who feel like they should be military. They play when too many Call of Duty 2089s in full immersion, and suddenly they feel like they can handle real jobs, so instead they're kind of posted on guard duty.
You can handle this.
It's fine. I mean, that you seem to be slightly perturbed isn't instilling tons of confidence.
So he's doing it kind of anime aside, like, this is to myself, but doesn't realise that everyone in the room
is staring. She's staring at you, being like, well, I have at least two other people.
I moved my chair away from him. I'll get the job done.
I hired three of you to work as a team, so don't be precious on me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Right. If that's everything that you need in terms of briefing, I think I shall propose a toast. And she raises a glass of champagne. Cheers.
I don't drink.
Yeah, that Nano Ranger kind of like lowers somewhat of his kind of vibe to set up. It's like, never on the jam.
She looks expectantly at Spurs.
How good to be rude to a lady, boys. Picks up a glass. Gives it a little clink.
Ah, it seems that at least one of you knows how to fucking party. And she slams the champagne back, effortlessly. I don't want to keep you. I'm sure you have much planning to do before 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Then you're all dismissed. Unless you feel like also continuing to party.
No.
Tip of the hat from Spurs and Mayhem, and starts making his way out.
Okay. So, with that moment of speaking with your Ms. Johnson, we're going to go into narration turns. So we're going to go with Two-Step first, and then Nano Ranger, and then Spurs. So, Two-Step, what do you do to prepare for this mission tomorrow night?
Cool. So, first things first. So, he's very grizzled looking, like 5 o'clock shadow, scar across his left cheek. Looks a bit bruised, beaten up. Very like kind of just for like Punisher style, very like bruised, beaten.
Okay, no.
I think I played this video game in 2009.
Yeah.
Is that's pretty much what I've got? He's wearing a black like torn vest with quite under it, it's like another vest that's to be made of like steel.
Double vest in it.
Double vest.
Nice.
He's got camouflage cargo shorts on.
Okay.
And big black Doc Martens kind of stylesque boots. Steel toe cap. He's also got a snapback tied to his pants here.
Just to add a bit of levity to the character.
Yeah, no, he needed it.
We're going through almost montage-like what everybody's doing to prepare for the heist tomorrow.
He is what's known as a Reaper, which is from the Evo company giving out basically people when they've fatalities or close to death in hospital, they're signed a waiver where they are basically given rental like hearts, lungs, organs, stuff like that.
I think he meant what you're gonna do.
What am I gonna do?
I mean, you can explain the backstory of your character as well. That's also entirely fine.
I feel dumb now. So first things first, I'm gonna suggest that we go to a pub of some kind. Get a plan of action together. See how far we're going. If we're going to get the tube or not, or are we going to continue on foot to South Kensington? Where are we now based?
Well, you are currently in Fitzrovia, which is roughly Zone 1. So, Tottenham Court Road is it's a short tube ride away to get to the V&A Museum. Although the exhibition isn't on yet, it starts tomorrow evening.
So I'm going to suggest maybe that we find somewhere to plan. So we can, in secret, perhaps, maybe we can get, like, a room.
Okay, cool.
I'm just going to suggest if we're going anywhere, Spurs is a very big fan of his truck, Trixie. She's a beautiful red Deco Tara truck. So he's not going to be going on the tube. If he's going anywhere, I'm going in the truck.
How many seats has it got?
16!
Four beautiful leather seats.
It's not got a back to it. It's just
four seats. No doors.
No.
One door. one door. Four seats.
One door. One seat belt.
Right, everyone. Well, maybe we could plan there. Is there anywhere where we could sleep? Should we plan in the truck?
We don't need to sleep.
Go and pull an all-nighter.
You know this?
I do. I really do.
You got a secret base, son?
Yes, but it is a secret.
Teamwork.
Can I intimidate him to tell where it is?
I mean, yes, that can be the role for your narration. You can absolutely make an intimidation role as your narration's role. Do it.
Cool. Can I get 2 more dice, please?
Okay.
Payback.
How many successes?
3. I'm going to actually use an edge point to re-roll those, or do I have to declare that off first?
Okay, so how edge works is that you can use either edge before or after you roll. It's a very limited resource, so it's for the entire session. It doesn't regen.
Yeah.
If you use it after, then you re-roll all your failures. So 5 points of success. I don't think I need to go and roll against that.
I wouldn't shout it. Yeah, I'd be like, because I'm a. So now time for my backstory. He is what's called a Reaper, working for the Evo Company, basically people on death's door. Obviously, they'll do anything to stay alive. Assigned to basically get rental hearts, organs, synthetic organs, which the repayments are absolutely ridiculous on them. He is one of those people that will come to claim those organs back from the company people can't pay. So he's quite intimidating, scary looking. So he just stands up and goes, "Why don't you tell us where that base is?" And then he just
cracks his knuckles audibly.
"I'm sorry, I don't have a secret base."
"Well, that was fun.
I have an apartment, but it's very small. We can go there if you like."
Let's go there.
Okay.
And with that, we will move to Nano Ranger's turn.
Can I spend a plot point, please, to say that it's his mum's house and
is... Oh, it was always his mum's house.
Nano Ranger is, like, in his 20s, and, well, okay, I'll take the plot point and say it's his mum's place.
Yeah, because
his mum's overbearing, like, likes to come in and, like, goes, "Do you guys need drinks?"
So his room's actually got, like, a little... It's small, they've got a small kitchen, his mum just sees three people walking through, and it's like...
Hello, dear.
"Hi, Mum.
Oh, you brought friends back?"
"Yeah, we're going to go to my room, if that's okay."
"I mean, sure. I was working on some soy grilled cheese. Well."
Stop pulling on you like...
"Children.
Don't look at my mom!
Or not." And he's like, "I shall not decline your hospitality, ma'am. I will take some of that if you do not mind."
"Of course.
Why
and,
are you so rude?
Stop.
She serves. She serves you up a plate of soy grilled cheese."
He eats it.
I'll gladly take some as well. Take my hat off. Like,
Nano Ranger's just sat down in the living room with his mum and the two complete strangers. Like,
"Yeah,
this is delicious."
She gives you... Well, it's soy grilled cheese. It's fine.
Yeah, I've never had anything like it before. I'm like, this is incredible.
It's fine.
Laying on super thin.
Yeah, no, you're not in the same kind of, like, middle upper class price bracket to afford non-soy food, so unfortunately it's fine. But yeah, she offers... There's a third plate of soy grilled cheese for you, Nano Ranger.
Yeah, he's eating it, but he's not happy about it.
"It's good to see you eating, Billy."
"I told you when I'm in the costume with Nano Ranger."
I know, dear, I know. But you know, you're in my home, so I figure it would be appropriate to address you as how I want in my...
"Very dangerous men and just told my real name."
"Okay, well, you know, you guys play nice." Yeah, she goes back to what she's working on. She is typing very furiously on a holodeck, just mashing that data out. She's working furiously on something that you can't quite follow. It's really kind of complex and intense. She's not concentrating on you anymore.
"Okay, let's go to my room, because we've got to speak about secret stuff."
Spurs gets up, grabs all the plates and starts washing them.
Polite
boy.
She kind of like half nods. She's still focusing. There's a star wipe inside.
Just Spurs' belt buckle.
Yeah, the bam. So Nano Ranger's room is quite small. It's got like his single bed in it and his little workbench.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that strikes you about it is there's like Sentai and Kamen Rider and stuff, kind of memorabilia everywhere, like posters and masks and things like that. It's really, really tight, and you guys would have to sit on his small one person bed. But he sits on his bench by his desk, which is just covered in like tiny tools and little bits of metal and other like things you maybe don't understand that much. For the sake of the fact that it will inform what he does, I'll describe what he's wearing. He now takes his like tight leather jacket off, and underneath it's like a full kind of almost like a morph suit kind of spandex onesie and like a deep purple, and he's got like little bits of metal in places like around the elbows, and this kind of like quite thick but large kind of scarf that seems to be like a sort of translucent-y green material with like metal strips along it in certain places that are kind of jagged and almost look like carbon fibre. It goes quite far down, kind of high up collar in a weird way. It doesn't look like it fits with the rest of his costume, only by the metal bits. But now he's in like full kind of like Sentai top to bottom. I feel like the leather jacket was out of modesty maybe going into that bar.
He's trying to be humble.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like,
does he have a helmet on?
No, not yet.
What's his face look like?
He's an orc. He's an orc. He's quite pale, kind of tufty, kind of dirty blonde hair, and just tiny little tusks and some really thick rimmed glasses. So so this is the Nano Ranger base of operations, and now I guess like our team because we're a team now. So yes, this is the team base. That's all I got.
Spurs, you are in this very cramped, incredibly nerdy apartment bedroom. What do you do?
Spurs is very carefully picking up the memorabilia, having a look, having a check out. He's not seen much like this before, so he's quite fascinated. Don't want to be rude about it. So he's trying to be very gentle, trying not to break anything. He is quite a lanky elf. Imagine Chris Pratt if he was an elf.
Mm-hmm.
From Magnificent Seven.
That one.
We'll do that. Just straight up cowboy man. So he turns to Billy and is like, "What's the plan?"
He's kind of nervous, and we're going to a museum and we're securing a package. Mm-hmm. The lady said, "I guess we could like scope out the museum. We could do some reconnaissance."
Well, I hear that.
I can get on rooftops pretty easy with my gear. So, recon. Am I the leader?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I feel sad.
Didn't think I had to say that.
No, because you asked what the plant and the leader usually
as a collective.
Oh.
Democracy.
For all this democracy, it seems that Nano Ranger is the only person who suggested a course of action, while the rest of you just stood there looking tough. Y'all can't talk shit about no one.
Reconnaissance then? So,
all right.
Come hither to my beautiful truck.
Hell yeah, let's get in the Decatora truck.
Oh, cool. Mom, we're leaving.
Goodbye, man.
She while typing, waves with one hand, and the apartment door swings open by itself.
Okay, I love you.
Well.
It's good to love your mom.
Shut
Spurs
up.
Spurs blows her a kiss as well.
Spurs, no!
She waves her hand again, and the door shuts very firmly on your nose as you leave. Right. So, for those who aren't familiar with what Decatora trucks look like, they are, it's like a Japanese subculture of truckers who really like blinging out their rigs. Ooh. So lights, just kind of like massive speaker systems, super elaborate, like Pimp My Ride paint jobs. This thing looks fucking popping. You're gonna go and drive your truck to the
to the
sweet venue. Are you gonna be driving sensibly, or are you gonna be driving like a cool motherfucker?
Oh, go drive sensibly. I don't damage my truck.
Hey, you drive sensibly to the V&A Museum.
Who pays the congestion charge?
Throw some new yen.
Man, no, that's automatically deducted from all your bank accounts.
All of us. Oh god.
Well, those who are registered
to borrow your gun.
Those who are registered to a corporation are inherently being tracked by degrees, and so.
I would imagine if I'm with the company within that, I wouldn't get a congestion charge fee.
You work for Evo, and no, so you're on the system, and you pay the congestion charge.
Yeah, but it would be far.
Can anybody have?
There is a downside to just FYI. There's a downside to working for corporations, and usually it's financial. It's why most Shadowrunners are all kind of like, "Oh, fuck capitalism," and then still do jobs for money. But yes, you drive very sensibly, unfortunately, to this destination.
Everyone's just sat with their arms folded.
Yeah, it passes.
Put your seatbelt.
It passes by very uneventfully.
Go to radio,
Trixie. Well, Trixie has full control over the radio of your truck. The AI installed within your truck. It's commercial grade, so it's not like hyper smart, but it's charming, and you like her. Yeah, it's quite an imposing building. While previously and still is a registered building, over time they've added on additional wings to it in modern kind of like plascrete over time to make it look more and more stately. But if any kind of architectural historian would go, what the fuck's that? You went to this nightclub, so it's maybe around about 1, 2 a.m.
Is this a secluded place to park somewhere near? So
yeah, that's easy enough to do. You set up. I'm going to make you roll for that. That's fine. Okay, if that's all you that's want it, to yeah. do, then we will pass by to two-step.
Cool. I'm going to call one of my contacts once we pull up, rock up, see that the can see that people are like loading stuff in. It's quite hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. What time of night is it?
Well, it's 1/2 in the morning. It's actually quite quiet.
Quiet.
I mean, this part of London has a lot of stuff like museums, a couple of like relatively fancy restaurants, and some expensive houses. But it's not the kind of party area that you were in previously.
Okay. Well, I'm going to contact My Eyes in the Sky, one of my associates that usually helps me on the job and tracking down people with rental.
What is their name?
We just know them Eyes.
Hello, you're calling me very late.
Sorry about this one, pal. I'm needing some schematics or an area of the new VA above entries and exits.
Why?
Got a potential rental that's gone walkies, not making the payments.
All right, I'll pull up the database of the people we're currently tracking. Do you have any information about this person you're tracking? A name?
It's more of a private contract. It's come to me. It's come on the door.
Well, why are you asking me to do a job for you that I'm not being paid for?
Might be something in it for you to do me a favour.
I mean, I am technically your boss. I keep you in line. I do recon for you because that's my job for Evo, but. I'm not necessarily here to do what. Okay, fine. What is in it for me? Why are you wasting my time?
It's just I need someone in the area. That's all. What do you want?
Well, first of all, I'd like you to actually go and get me back a liver without massive suture gashes in it.
That wasn't my. I told you that wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah, because it's totally not the person who's extracting the synth liver to actually make sure it's not damaged.
Things got complicated in a firearm.
I don't know why EvoCorp fucking pays you, mate. But fine. The two things I want is extra pay and fucking time off, mate.
Yep.
So, unless you're getting me either of those...
I'll tell you what, I can try and get you some time off. Speak to the boss, the gaff, and we'll see what time is it you wanted off, mate.
Well, it's my daughter's birthday coming up, and I needed to take the day off to do a bit of craft. You know, I like making handmade gifts for my girls. So,
I'll tell you what, I know someone down on Fleet Street, good materials. I'll go swing by there, get you some discount. And I'll try and get you that day off.
Well, sure. That's fine, isn't it, mate? Yeah, I can get you a decent schematic of the V&A. Let's see. And he goes silent for about 20 seconds. All right, cool. So it seems that the blueprints for the V&A are in two parts. Because, you know, they always keep upgrading the fucking place. So there's the old school floor plan of the general building, and then there's the additional kind of like an extra floor plan that they've added. They line up. I've run it through Sim, and it seems that the two do actually mesh. They're just in separate parts. I can send that over to you, no problem.
Absolute legend, mate. I owe you a pint. I'll get you that day off.
You owe me some fucking time off, mate. Yeah. And materials, apparently.
Yeah, I'll get them for you. Don't you worry. I'll get you some discount.
Damn straight. And he hangs up. He doesn't even say goodbye. Just hangs up on
you. He is late, I understand. He's a bit of a dick. That's eyes, mate. Was it Billy, was it?
Nano Ranger.
Yeah, Bill. What I'll do is,
I'll send you these schematics I've just got my eyes in the skies, right? If you can turn them into one singular map so we're not fleeting between the two.
I think I could do that. Yeah, I can totally. Yeah.
You can do that without thinking. Like, it's just.
It was more.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm just saying you don't need to roll for that or anything.
Cool. Yeah, no, I can. Yeah, okay.
I doubted you at first, mate, but.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you would like to do?
No, that's it, really.
Alright.
So it's good.
Now that you're actually here, is there any prep that you would like to do, Nanoranger?
Okay, so you've got us a map of the building or the area?
So the building schematics.
The building schematics. Right, so have I got that now?
Yeah. I'm waiting on that. Yeah, okay. You're sharing that. He's emailed it to you. You've received it on your comlink two-step, and you've, like, wired it to locally to the rest of you. You've got, like, a shared server going since you're on a co-heist.
Okay. So Nanoranger kind of puts his hands on his waist, kind of like triumph pose, kind of. And his scarf kind of starts... There's no wind, but the scarf is kind of billowing in a really weird way. And then the kind of high-necked bit that you saw kind of envelops his face and comes over. Almost like a liquid kind of material and splits into a visor, a kind of mouthpiece and little antennae, little antennae on top. It's like, nothing beats a visual recon. And then kind of pauses for a second and like taps a little button and waits. And then taps some more. And the billowing kind of arms of this scarf kind of rigidify and the metal pieces kind of slap close tight together and they start helping him climb the wall.
Alright.
Is that doable? Is that wall running?
I'm going to have to make you make an athletics roll.
Cool.
For that, since you're doing some climbing.
Two hits.
You're happy with that level of success?
I'm going to burn an edge.
Okay. You can re-roll all your failures.
Nice.
Oh,
how many successes?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, and you go. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
successes. Fudge.
So, how does your attempt to climb the building not go to plan?
I think he hasn't quite gauged the strength of the arms, the nanotech arms that he's made, and instead of getting him up the building, they just start taking chunks out of the wall.
Oh no.
Oh no! No! He starts furiously pressing buttons on his arm, like, no, 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 no. We gotta go! Cheese it! Just starts running.
And as you see Nanoranger, like, dash off, kind of like in fast motion, away down the plaza, the camera cuts to Spurs' reaction, which is.
Spurs is still stuck behind the wheel, just.
I'm in the car with you.
Shaking
it slowly. You guys are going to drive off and my guy's just running like down the street. Like
we sets off really slowly, just starts pulling up next to Nanoranger.
Is it a sliding door?
Yeah. No, it's like
DeLorean,
like a big pickup truck, basically. Oh, okay. So leans back, pops the back door open. Come on, Gideon.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
You did good. Maybe?
No.
No, you did not. You did wrong.
I'm going to get in there.
I'm going to spend a plot point very briefly. And you all get a collect call. It just says, Ms. Johnson.
Does it pop up on Trixie's dash?
You can totally
dash.
Make it
do
that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, Trixie says, oh, incoming call.
You answer it, darling.
I'd be happy to do so. Yep.
Thank you, Ken.
And you see kind of like a martini glass with sexy legs. It seems that Ms. Johnson is not calling you in the flesh and has decided to use her Matrix avatar to speak to you instead. How are you doing, boys?
Why would a martini glass have sexy legs?
Well, you know, I paid very good designers to put this particular avatar together for me, so I would kindly ask you to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Good. Right. It crossed my mind as you left the club that both all of you are terrible drinkers, one, and two, that you seemed like you weren't necessarily super sure of how to handle kind of a ritzy infiltration. This isn't a warehouse. And I was kind of like, maybe I should throw them a bone. So I have a present for all three of you.
Oh, thank you.
Go on.
See, responses. We have banter now. It's back and forth. This is how conversations operate. And the martini glass looks at Two-Step, or at least you think it's looking at you.
The olive's facing your direction.
Yeah. So, I got you civilian passes to the event tomorrow.
Cool.
So, you don't need to, I don't know, drill in from underneath the ground or punch a guard in the face and assume their clothes because you can just go in as members of the public. There is a dress code, obviously, but I can have that arranged for you also. Just give me an address to go and deliver an outfit to, and I can have that done for you.
We send her Billy's mom's address.
No!
Perfect. A courier will be over in, around half an hour.
My mom's gonna kill me.
Your mom gonna think you look real sweet in this suit.
Don't fuck this up, boys! And she hangs up. Shall we?
Just gonna say, can my avatar be a red truck with big eyelashes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? It's your avatar.
Yeah.
Mine's the, do you know, off David Bowie, what is it? Fuck. Labyrinth. You know, the hands. Mine's just big fists.
Faces.
With
the face, yes!
Billy's is just a childhood picture of him because he keeps forgetting to change it. Just a really sweet young boy in dungarees and glasses.
Little hawk boy. I look to me out when a sailor suit.
Just says Nano Ranger on the top of it.
Oh. He's got a stick and like a scarf.
Alright.
So I guess we'll have to go. We'll drive back to your mum's house to go pick that up.
Yeah. For sake
Ranger
of the.
Is not impressed by this and just sits with his arms folded, sulking.
But you know that this is going to be delivered in half an hour to Nana Ranger's house. Do you particularly care about arriving in time to intercept that?
Yeah, she's really horrible to us anyway, so I don't want to. I'm going to. That for you.
Horrible to us.
To us.
You decide to just flirt with this person you've never seen before. So yeah,
that's
she may
works.
Be
you got,
rebuffed you.
You've got to put yourself out there, what do you mean? Shit, where's Billy's dad? He's not there no more.
I'll drive crazy so I can do a roll.
Nice. Yeah.
I'd like to spend a plot point right now to say that Billy and what was your name again?
Spurs.
Spurs have the exact same hair.
Oh yeah.
Like,
exact
beautiful.
Same
maybe
hairstyle.
Maybe he's his dad. Maybe he is.
He is slightly pointier than a normal orc, see?
Elves are like dexterous and shit. How many fives and sixes?
Two.
Are you happy with that level of success?
No.
Well, there's certain things you can do about that. You can spend a point of edge to re-roll your failures. You can also spend a plot point to roll a glitch die, which is an extra additional die to your roll.
Mm-hmm.
If it rolls a 5 or a 6, you get an exploit, so regardless of the outcome of the roll, something cool happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you roll a 1, regardless of the result of the roll, something bad happens.
Burn an edge, yeah.
Okay, so you burn a point of edge and re-roll your failures.
6.
How do you drive real cool to Billy's mom's house?
how should we do this, boy? How should we drive cool? I can't drive in real life, so I don't know what driving cool looks like.
You've seen, like, an action movie, huh?
Just...
You played Mario Kart before.
Yeah. I drive like Mario Kart.
What, you
do
some really sick parallel parking in your truck?
Just, oh yeah, they
slides
it's,
in,
just,
drifts
it's
in.
It's pretty fast driving, but yeah, then drifts into a parking spot.
At one point, you go into a drift round a motorway bend, and sparks come out of the wheels of your truck. And then when you exit the turn, you get a mini turbo, so you're going
even
get faster.
The little boost.
Yeah,
hold it till it goes below.
So as you arrive, just as a guy that looks like a Deliveroo courier, just kind of like speeds round and kind of pulls up outside. outside Billy's mom's apartment. Is that delivery for you?
Mom has got it going on.
You said it, not me.
We should probably name her at some point, shouldn't we?
Well, that's on you, isn't it?
Sure, ma'am.
Julie.
I mean, you would... Sure? Julie. Yes. Fine.
I got right there, damn.
I have a delivery for... and he looks at his notes. I have a delivery for 3 chuckle fucks who can't dress properly. Is that you?
Yes. Can my mum hear this?
You're outside... This is outside.
We're outside, socially. Okay, good. Because if she had 3 chuckle fucks, she'd got that one. Yes.
All right. Here, and he gives you a large box. Just a generic ass cardboard box.
Give him a couple of new yen. Tip.
I'm gonna pick the box up with my nano arms.
Cool. He takes the money and looks at you like, do you think I'm poor? But still takes the money and leaves.
Tipping is not your culture.
you guys have a box of clothes and also 3 physical passes to the event.
Beautiful.
Delightful.
Sweet.
I think with that, we cut to a shot of the city skyline again, and the sky kind of like fast forwards. Going through today and through tonight again, and a little sign says it's 7:30 p.m. And we resume outside the V&A Museum, and all 3 of you are dressed in high fashion gear. What are you wearing?
I don't want to fuck this up. And it's like
rings. Rings all over.
Yeah.
This is high fashion of like the year 2077. It's fucking what you want it to be, mate.
I'd like to... I'd probably think that Miss Johnson would probably make me want to look like a dickhead the most because the way that I was dressed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I like dressing like a dickhead. So it's like a teal and pink like suit, like Vice City style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a... Was it a cummerbund? Like,
yeah.
With bow tie.
Cummerbund is around the waist. It's a cravat, though.
Cravat. It's a cravat, but like the ruffled one.
Mm-hmm.
Bow tie, and he's just there, like, vein in his neck.
I'd like to think he turned those pants straight in the cut-off.
This is what I was thinking about doing, but instantly.
The moment you find a quiet moment, you will go out with a pair of scissors. Yeah. I will also say that if you push a button on the shoulder, Vaporwave starts playing.
Nice! Yeah.
It just starts playing Lisa Frank 420 every time you actually bump into something. What are you wearing, Nano Ranger?
Nano Ranger is wearing... the tux is a little bit too big for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a tux. It's like your standard like black tux, but he's sweating profusely because he's wearing his whole regalia underneath. He's wearing his whole sentai because he can't take it off. Because what's he going to do? So he's wearing this too big tux that's quite baggy, sweating profusely, but it's got this massive kind of like neck brace looking scarf going on over and out of the collar because that's his gear and he can't go without it. So he's just kind of like, oh.
So warm.
You have a cooling system.
No. Yeah. What high fashion formal wear is Spurs wearing?
He's wearing a black plaid shirt, but it's black with gold and silver like crisscross on it.
She recognised your taste when she saw you the first time.
She got him a very stunning black cowboy hat as well.
It's got the gold cowboy boots though.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Well, black cowboy boots with gold spurs. With them lovely little. Thing. What were they called?
Bolo ties.
Bolo tie. The only thing that doesn't really fit is that he's got a big red truck on his belt buckle. What's the special occasion?
What's
belt
the bolo
buckle?
Tie? What's the little
icon on the bolo tie?
It's a little ram skull with two little red jewels in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that the cowboy hat and the boots are also in Vanta black, like the blackest black that you can't see properly. It's
stealth
so dark.
Black hat.
Yeah. Two-step. You're outside the V&A. It's the party is about to start.
Very like twitchy eye. Twitching eye. Like you know the meme with the kid like with the vein going up his head and the neck. That's it. Like him. Like someone bumped into him. He's like thumbs folded like that. Very very vexed.
does not like being in this, not comfortable at all. Especially with an armour-plated vest underneath.
Oh. One of you is going to have to go for me. I'm going to fucking lose my shit.
Okay, okay. So, Spurs will walk in from here.
Yeah.
Do you want us to, like, surround?
Yeah, no, just go in between. Go in front of me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is still, even though people are walking in front of you, this is still technically your narration.
Okay.
Unless you are.
Cool, it's kind of like, I like the idea of, like, a two doormen. Dressed quite, you know, well to do, and a very flamboyant guy who's checking the list.
Well, if you make a perception roll, that might be a thing that exists.
Of course.
So, perception is willpower plus logic, and you roll against me. How many successes?
One.
Are you happy with that level of success?
No.
All right. What you see outside okay. is a guy of it's a robot, like one of the robots from the movie series Titanium Hearts. It's actually from Titanium Hearts 3, Cyber Souls. They all have that kind of naming convention to them. They are picture like the Transformers movies, but they are also like romantic dramas. Titanium Hearts is a hyper schlocky sci-fi action romance that shifted straight up into action romance as the tech depicted became commonplace. The general plots revolve around everyday purpose AIs being fitted with ever more elaborate technology to save the Earth, but usually just the US, from some kind of grand scale threat, falling in love with at least three people in the process. It's that kind of like rolling out. This has been going on for 10 years and there's been like 11 movies. They've been rolling them out. And yeah, one of the robots from that movie is standing outside with a digital clipboard.
Can you see this? You're quite short, aren't you? I'd imagine.
Probably a little shorter than you too. Not, yeah, just for the sake of like, him being embarrassed by it.
Okay. Yeah. I explain what's going on, sir? There's a robot. There's a... I keep forgetting the voice.
There's a robot.
Yes.
With the list on. Get your passes ready.
That's Titanium Jack from Titanium Hearts 3.
I don't know who the shit is.
Oh.
That's a beautiful story, man.
It's about love.
These movies.
It's about the most beautiful. Human of emotions, but in a robot.
Love.
Yeah. Why does he get me?
Let's just move on.
Similar.
Okay, and with that, we will move over to Nano Ranger. Seems that Two Step doesn't like fun.
Yeah, those are really good movies. Right, so that robot is the robot a bodyguard or is he just like a display piece?
He's standing outside and he has a clipboard in his hands.
Okay,
fight him.
So, you're just Pokemon.
Fight him.
No. Right, we have... Why am I even thinking about this? You got me all in my own head. We've had passes. So we walk up and we give him the passes.
There we go. Plot progress.
Oh,
so yeah, as you approach the entrance to the V&A, Titanium Jack from Titanium Souls, Titanium Hearts 3 Cyber Souls turns to you and you hear a muffled voice from inside Titanium Jack saying, "Whoever passes, please."
Oh, it really ruins the immersion. Okay.
Look, I didn't ask to be in a mascot suit, but,
no,
you know.
I'm sorry. I'm just a big fan, and, you know, it hurts.
If you want to speak to the actor who plays Titanium Jack, they're inside. But
really?
Like, this is the cast and crew of... You have passes, right?
Yeah, no, they were gifts. It's a long story. Here you go.
Thank you. He inspects them. He kind of holds them in front of his clipboard, and there's a whirring sound. Say, cool. Hop on, then. Oh, sorry. Enjoy your titanium evening, he says, waving his hand, and then just sighs, heavily, physically drooping after as you walk inside.
Like, heavily sweating, Nano Ranger just goes, I feel you, bro, and just walks nervously in.
So the entrance hall of the V&A, if you've never been, is actually quite grand. Very kind of like marble staircases, columns kind of thing. There's a very, very large main area that usually when they have nights where it's events on like this, they have like a DJ set up, cocktail booth. It's that kind of vibe. It's quite an energy. They're playing like dance remixes of the soundtrack to Titanium Heart, so it's melodies you recognise, but they have more of a 4/4 on the floor 808 style pulsingness to them. As you step inside, you all get a beep 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 on your comlinks. It's not a phone call, it's just a text message, and it has a single image of a woman that you assume is Sheena. She is a black woman in about her like late 40s with a very kind of like avant-garde style haircut, but otherwise quite natural looking getup. You can tell it's like a work photo. And then there's a second one of a full body shot, and she is sitting in a hover wheelchair.
This is the lady we're after, then, isn't it?
Yep, Sheena.
Okay. Can I make a perception roll to see if I can see her?
Of
anywhere?
Course you can.
Yay! Rolls. So perception is
will and logic.
Willpower plus logic.
Willpower plus logic. So.
This is the best part.
How many
the
successes?
Awful part. I got one.
Just one.
Just one.
Are you happy with that level of success?
I think I'm going to save my edge.
Okay. Yeah. It is. It's a crowded event. You see that there are a couple of guards in very generic looking like rent-a-cop style gear. You can see that the Ares logo is very obviously emblazoned on their shoulder. They're not carrying guns that you can see.
Okay.
Among that, everybody very, very ritzy members of the pub, just chatting it up, clinking drinks together. You recognize like a good three famous actors you recognise. Isaac Lake, who plays Titanium Jack. You recognise Sam Day, and they are like the commander. You also see a group of people who are kind of kept off to themselves, separate from the kind of general members of the public and the actors, who are all kind of like schmoozing it up with their adoring fans. These guys are looking like they're having a fun time, or trying to, but they're also, you know, paying attention to pads more than they are paying attention to the general area. Some of them have camera equipment and are kind of talking to each other feverishly. Some look more corporate. You can see among the kind of corporate group of people that there is somebody in a hover wheelchair.
Cool. So I'd like to like add a little flavour to that really bad perception role. Because he's so sweaty and hot, like his glasses are steaming a little bit. So any detail he's missed is because of that, like visual impairment.
Oh, I can see a person in. I mean, there may be more than one person in a wheelchair here, but you know, we're looking for a person in a wheelchair, so that seems like the logical place to start. Let's go.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to do in your narration?
No, I passed my narration.
Pass it over to Spurs.
Head on over.
You've been pointed out, yeah.
Yeah.
As you head over, a couple of the people who you can tell that these are like staff of Hopscotch Studios, they're surprised that people want to be bothering to talk to them because they're not famous actors, but otherwise they don't pay you no mind.
No. So we're in amongst them now.
Yeah, she's like everybody else, kind of inspecting a pad. Quite. She's there because she has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll sidle up to her and I'll be like, Sheena? Man?
Hi. Who are you?
We are your business associates.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yes, Martini sent us.
It's Martini. oh, Carol. Yeah. Okay, so it's really fucking happening then, huh?
And Nana Ranger's like, your secret, I didn't.
Wipe your glasses.
I know.
Okay. It's good to know Is it just you?
Yeah, me and the boys.
Oh, okay. And she waves. She kind of like very like politely kind of like waves at Nano Ranger, and she sort of waves at Tusep, who is kind of like, you seem to have a thing on your that's actually like part of your neck.
Nano Ranger waves back with a scarf. Is it where are my manners? I am Spurs.
Ah,
this is wait Nano Ranger. This is Toothdick.
A pleasure to meet you all. Well, I'm not quite sure what she wants to have us, like, do. She knows that I've been wanting to see the exhibit for ages. And, like, you know, but otherwise, I'm not quite sure what she has in mind. But you guys know what you need us to do, right?
Yeah.
I will say that there's like a TV style flashback of kind of like, you weren't paying attention in the past half an hour, so here we're going to explain some key points again in those kind of, it's in sepia tone.
Yeah.
And you see them as Johnson saying, so I've left a package in the catering area. I've left a package for you. I don't think she said in the catering area in that dialogue, but we're going to retcon that. She said it was in the catering area, and that she asks you to take both Sheena and the package to the exhibition room where all the robots are.
I like to think we're all remembering it almost exactly as it was, but 10 times more patronizing.
Yeah.
Because we know that's how she'd be.
Yeah.
100%.
And then we kind of like flash back to present. I don't know what she necessarily has in mind for us to do, but, you know.
Out loud, Nano Ranger is saying, the catering area, the catering area, the catering area.
I suddenly need a parfait.
And joy of joys, is there anything else that you would like to do?
Go to the catering area.
Okay, so you guys start to shift your way away from back into the throngs of the party.
Are we bringing this young lady with us, or are we just getting it and then coming back and getting her and cheesing it? Oh God.
So, as you do that, an announcement over the tannoy. Bing, 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 bing! The tour of the exhibition of Titanium Hearts, memorabilia of a decade, is about to begin. If you could please go over to staircase number 3, we will start the guided tour.
Oh, I really want to see that.
Me too.
Do stay up.
Yeah.
Get the package.
I'll go get the package.
We're gonna mingle. Sheena,
don't
look at these things.
Okay, so
eyebrow waggles don't
him.
Carry on mic, but okay. You're going to need to say how much eyebrow waggle you were giving under any given line.
The
although the tone did come across, yes.
70% eyebrow waggle.
So, yeah, I guess with that, are you okay with passing over to Two-Step?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So, Two-Step, you've been requested to go to the kind of catering area.
Okay.
Bring back parfait.
This is all going to fit in perfectly what I've got going on. I'm going to look to see if there's like a map area to see if there's like where the catering area might be.
Oh, there's a general floor plan. I mean, you can see the catering table in plain sight, and there's also kind of like a cafeteria space because this is a museum and people need to eat. You can see on the general kind of floor plan of the museum, which is on a plaque in the main hall, so everybody can see where everything is, that the there is a cafeteria on the ground floor.
Okay. So I'm going to make my way over there.
To the cafeteria?
Yep, the cafeteria area. Because that tannoy has gone off, I'm assuming everyone's kind of like distracted, gone out. Is there still guards in the area?
Make a stealth roll for me, please.
Stealth
roll. If you do not have stealth, it defaults to agility.
Oh, shit.
You could roll 4 sixes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Spot point, I roll 4 sixes.
Before you make your roll, to remind you, you can spend edge before you roll, and that means that 4s count as successes. I'm just reminding you in case that's something you want to do. You can also spend a spot point to roll a glitch die if you would also like.
Good!
How many successes?
3.
Okay, you barely manage to, as you start to like plod your way to the canteen area, you notice that, you know, the Ares guards are still haven't moved because they don't need to see the fucking exhibition. And one of them hears footsteps coming from the side that isn't going towards the main staircase and turns. You slide behind a marble statue and he doesn't see you.
Just a bit of flavour to that. Like,
of course.
As I'm walking out, it's kind of like, do you know, like movies like when they're like, they're like on a drug-fueled rage or something like that, they're angry, like it kind of goes all hazy around screen, like just sweat, and the camera kind of like sticks to here.
Oh my god, you have issues.
You know, he doesn't like wearing clothes or things like that. He's like, I need to go out of here. And he's just like, he sees the guard and he just goes, like that, sweat like that, and he sees the guard walk past and he goes, like background. Okay. He's in the cafeteria area.
Okay, you make your way into the kind of cafeteria. And you can see that there is the open space kitchen at the back, because fancy people like to see their food made, just in case the waiter who they were rude to doesn't spit in their food. And there are a handful of cater waiters preparing stuff back there. Seems to be actual, like, non-soy product, too. It's expensive.
Oh, okay. Calm down, because I'm like, in a big open area. I'm going to make my way over to the catering area.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the kind of kitchen space. They're working. There is a very... There's like... All of them are nervous, but there's one that looks considerably more nervous and is glancing around a lot.
I'm going to make my way over to him.
Mm-hmm.
And ask him, I'm here for the package.
Who are you?
I'm Two-Step.
That doesn't mean a lot to me. Are you part of Popsicle Studios? I heard on the tenor that people are going for food, that's going to the exhibition, so why do people need food right now?
Oh, shit.
Are we on comms for this?
Can have comms, yes.
Tell them Carol sent us.
Carol
sent me? Miss Martini?
Okay. I see. Well, yes. There is, actually, can you just take
make,
a packet?
Make a pun about an olive branch. Do it.
Billy.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Two-Step has left the call.
You know, like on Discord, it goes, do-do.
Can you please just take this? I've been paranoid about it all day, but fine, I know who you mean. It's in the freezer. Go in the freezer and get the package. It's a walk-in freezer.
Would you be able to get it for me?
No, I have. And he gestures to the sushi that he was mid-doing before being interrupted. A lot of fucking work to do. Get your own fucking package.
I ain't staff. I want to look a bit suspicious if you let me in there.
These guys are pretty busy, and as long as you just get in and get out, I don't think anything else is in the freezer right now, because, like, the ice sculpture's already out there, and, yeah, so nobody has anything to do with the freezer. Just get the fucking package, my dude.
Can I just say how
he resumes making sushi, he's done talking to you.
Can I just say how good an actor Liam's been right now, because it's completely against his creed to be rude to service professionals, like, professionals like caterers.
As I used to be one.
Yeah.
Right. And then I just walk through, go into the kitchen.
Yeah, you the walk-in freezer is there. There is a hold-all package inside, the kind that's like a big black hard plastic case with a handle that you can roll. You can see that it says Evo Corporation on the side of it, and also Fragile.
Okay. actually, we let out.
Cool. That out.
No worries. And as I walk past, I'm going to take some sushi.
Fuck you doing? You know what? He's out of my hair. He's out of my hair. He's out of my hair. I'm not paid enough for this shit.
Oh, and while I was in there, I'm just going to do it. While I was in there, sorry, back step. I'm going to I'm going to pick up a pair of scissors and cut the pants I've got into tailored suit shorts.
Tailored, probably a strong word.
You find a pair of kitchen scissors.
Butchered.
There we go.
You swipe a pair of kitchen scissors, and on the way back into the main hall, you ragify your suit trousers you monster.
Can I do a roll? Just to check that I can do it.
Okay, yeah.
You've got a roll for Taylor.
It's kind of a plot point for when you were a young Taylor's boy back in the day. A flashback.
So,
yeah.
So there's
please roll a glitch die.
There's a stat that I
oh,
do.
Oh, I will
there's a thing that I do for stuff that's creative exploits that isn't part of Shadow Run Anarchy, because they assume you're not going to be an artist in setting. And make an agility plus charisma roll for me, please.
Oh, baby. 10 dice.
Right.
Can I roll a glitch tie with it? Dangerously.
Yeah, you can spend the plot point to roll a glitch tie.
Yep, I'll do that. Sweet.
You're 3, so nothing happens. How many successes was that?
4.
Okay, yeah, you... How do you... adequately but not steadily cut up your trousers?
In, like, this blurred, like... I've just got the nice fuel from the protein from that, from that sushi.
Uh-huh.
Just literally just, like, go... shing, shing, and then the white light goes... And then it just goes... And I just roll them up. Nice.
A thin... line of blood scans across one of your crosses your right thigh. You did a very hasty job, but it worked.
Yeah, that's fine.
And with that, we will go and move to Nano Ranger.
Oh.
While this was going on, you are now outside the exhibition room. It's on the first floor, so they went up the grand staircase and walked along towards one of the new wings in the building, and it's all very grand. Outside of it kind of looks like one of the kind of like war-torn settings from Titanium Hearts 5, the Platinum Brain. they're all named the same way. It's really bad. and there is a very smiley tour guide who's about to show everyone around this space. There's about 30 people, including yourselves, and it seems that Sheena has gone with you.
Okay, so there's a poster for the Platinum Brain, and the tagline is "Love is the only element not on the table."
Yes,
and,
I like that.
Yeah. Nice. Because these are the best movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
So me and what was it, Spurs?
Spurs.
Me and Spurs are like quite giddy. I think I'd like to think so.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't really connected yet. So this is like we like the same film. Cool. So we're kind of getting giddy about like the people we're seeing, and I imagine Sheena's just thinks that's a little bit weird.
No, actually, Sheena's super fucking into it. She's staring
nice.
At these. Nice. Oh, I remember that one, and one particularly shiny one at the end. From Titanium Hearts 5, the Thunder Chakras.
Nice.
Like, she is so fucking stoked to see this particular one. She gets up out of her wheelchair, and one of the members of Harpscord, looks at her really angrily, and she's like, and sits back down in the hover wheelchair again.
That's go on. That's not cool, is it? Are we gonna?
No, it's fine. I can walk. It's complicated. So yeah. I'm happy to maybe talk with this about you, but not now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Benefit of the doubt. I made some cool things that helped me do things that I can't usually do, so...
Look, it's fine. Like I said, I'll explain to you later. You've got a fucking harsh white buzz. And she looks at the one of the other guards that told to sit down, just, like, makes a rude gesture.
Okay. So, I think we just keep moving... like towards it. This is a screening we're going to, isn't it?
No, this is like an actual like museum exhibit, so there
right.
is all sorts of memorabilia and
this
the various
like
kind of like,
and we are like ooh,
yeah
right, okay.
You probably already know from your general knowledge of the movie series, as it seems you know, but a lot of these had actors inside. Very few of them were actual robots. like, piloted by AI, because it's expensive and not everybody feels that AI could be convincing actors.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. So, it would be safe to say that there's no real, like, cool pieces of technology here. It's all just, like, suits and stuff.
Oh, the one that she was flipping out over at the end is very definitely an actual robot cybernetics inside. It's not hollow.
Can I make some kind of intelligence roll to discern whether or not that would be something I could possibly use to make future cool stuff for me?
Yeah, you can totally go and make a... What skills do you have?
I've got a good biotech skill,
mm-hmm.
if that would be applicable.
I forget if you have engineering or electronics.
I don't have either of those.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you can make a biotech roll.
Yeah?
Yeah. Something that you can possibly go and integrate into.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Right, how many successes?
So that is two, but I think I'm going to spend a point of edge on this because this is quite important to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, re-roll those failures.
Another two.
So all right.
Four altogether.
Yeah. So what about this particular one that Sheena's really excited about is something that you could put to good use?
It's like a super cool... I'm going to say it's a gauntlet. Of like the main robot in that film has like a really cool prosthesis, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That like he was built for war, but he learned how to love. So yeah, it's like a gauntlet that's got some cool like maybe rocket thrusters in it or something. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe integrate it like not to be part of the scarf, but that the scarf would kind of like slot into,
yeah,
and then use
actually,
like maybe a rocket punch or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's this thing is properly built. Again, with it not being an actor inside, and the particular director for this one, Brandon Moore, wanted to have some solid practical effects for TH5. So yeah, this thing could feasibly work. It's not necessarily loaded with shells or anything, but yeah,
cool.
Like Sheena's wheel right has gone right up to this thing, just staring at it. It's just like, so pretty.
So like out loud, he's going, "I could use that in my suit."
She cuts eyes at you like fiercely and like that's fucking mine. And her eyes just
I think we've already established that Nanoranger does not have any internal monologue. So he doesn't really notice her doing
it's
that.
It's not
like,
for you. It's either mine or the museum's. But sure,
it belongs
yours.
In a museum.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's toying in his head with the idea of possibly nicking that.
Mm-hmm. And while you guys are baking goo-goo eyes at this particular robot, what's Spurs doing?
Well,
in the
oddly enough, Spurs is kind of doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out whether this robot will take any AI, whether he can just load anybody in there, because he's having to think about Trixie having a body and coming on more adventures rather than just being the transport.
It's perfectly feasible.
Yeah,
it is definitely a robot that can host
AI
inside.
The robot lies.
Definitely host a robot inside that thing.
Yeah, I think that might have to come with us when we go.
Is there any kind of elf thing you want to do around here? Scope some stuff out,
yeah,
chat some dudes or ladies or the non-binary. You can chat to anyone.
I know we kind of stick out.
Well, you're in formal
kind of
wear,
awkward.
So
is there anybody else that looks maybe as uncomfortable as we do?
Make a perception check, which is your willpower plus logic.
Ooh.
How many successes?
One, two, three, six.
Okay, what do you see?
I see a guy, an orc, a fairly skinny orc, sort of standing off to one side. He's messing with his bow tie, but he's been staring at Sheena since we came up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep my eye on him because he looks like he's talking to someone on his comms. But he's too far away for me to hear. I don't really want to draw that much attention to us.
Very nice. I like that.
And can I ask one last thing? Just check.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How Two Steps doing down there? How's it going?
Well, before that happens, because I also get a turn in the narration. It's fine. Don't worry. The lights dim in the space, and a big kind of like a projector screen. Well, it's not even a projector screen, it's hollow, that kind of starts projecting, covering what would be the exit door, and it starts playing a very self-serving documentary talking about how fantastic these films are and how fantastic that Harpsichord Studios is for fighting against the man to put these together. It's the film that people didn't want to see, but they knew that people wanted to see it. It's all self-aggrandizing wank. It was really easy for them to make. But yeah, and this is going on. Quite a lot of people are paying attention. And while the people are kind of obsessing over that, Sheena moves up to you guys. It's like, right, okay. So, explaining to do. You've heard of chronic fatigue syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean that I can't do things. I just get tired real easily. And it's something that could be, you know, fixed quite easily with cybernetics. You know, everybody has cybernetic implants these days. But I am hired as a wage mage for Harpsichord Studios. Doing casting magic is, and detecting magic and all that is my job. And if you have cybernetic enhancements, your magic gets worse. So, the company that I work for, so I can pay for my cybernetics, refuses to let me have any work done to cure this thing. I mean, not everybody needs it cured, but I'm tired. She makes a weak buddum shush. Like, I didn't mean to make that pun, but oh god, I might as well lean into that. Of this shit, as it were. So I'm not trying to play silly buggers with y'all or anything. I can walk just fine. I'm just have to be in this blasted thing while I'm on the job. Okay?
I made assumptions and I
apologize. It's cool. I get that all the time. It ain't just you. at least when I'm off the clock, I can actually kind of operate like a normal human being unwatched by, well, everybody's watched by the eyes of companies, but you get what I mean. Slightly less than normal. It's fine. So yeah, when I see all these robots, I guess I feel a bit wistful. But it's cool. At least I got to see these and also, like, be paid to do my job. And with the end of that explanation, the projector concludes. People are applauding. The CEO of Harpsichord Studios is, like, giving the biggest hand to try and get everybody to also clap as well, and everybody's being considerably more polite.
Just in it, Jack. That big robot you said was run by AI, was it?
It's one. She's like, oh yeah. So like the AI based actors was really uncommon. So across the 10-11 films, well, we don't really want to talk about the 11th one. There's only really 10, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like only 3 of them really have AI in them. All the rest are done by actors, but that one's my favorite. I mean, have you seen that arm?
No.
No, I see. You, I can tell that you're a fan of films. That arm, man.
Can I spend a plot point now to say that it has a pilot seat anyway?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was designed that a human could get inside, but they're like, I don't want to work with robots.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah, people are dicks. And people start to, with the demonstration over, start to file their way back down into the main lobby again. And then it cuts to an eye-catch of the talent agency in really kind of like fancy style lettering. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you for tuning in to the inaugural episode of The Talent Agency. It's a small, silly project inspired by other and far better actual play tabletop RPG podcasts, but I hope you all enjoyed it the same. This episode is the first third of an entire mission, so please stay tuned for the remaining parts of this rather bawdy cyberpunk adventure. And don't worry, the background fan will be mercifully absent after this mission concludes. But it was a seriously hot day when we recorded this, and I didn't want my runners to die in real life, but maybe in the game. Each mission of the Talent Agency is inspired by a piece of music. I think that the punk in cyberpunk is there for a reason, and I feel that art and music is a really large part of expression and rebellion, so I figured it would be good inspiration material. This mission is inspired by Sakudan, which translates to Confusion, by Shina Ringo. I make no claims that I'm not anime trash, and I've collected show and game soundtracks ever since MP3 players were a thing, but I think Shina Ringo was one of my first Japanese mainstream artists that I properly listened to, alongside Nujabes. She's multi-genre, dealing with songs that dabble in pop and jazz and rock, and sings in multiple languages too. She has a side project band called Tokyo Jihen, which is very much more of a jazz rock kind of outfit. Sakuran is from her album Heisei Customs, and she used it as a soundtrack to a film, also called Sakudan, that I've not personally seen, but I've heard is a little underwhelming, if rather pretty. The song is actually a really tight and upbeat jazz song. It's really, like, dangerous and elegant. It's partially why the Harpsichord Studios employee that the runners meet with in this run is also called Shina. If you want to check out more of Sheena's work, I recommend her 2000 album Shoso Strip. It's definitely a little experimental, and every song starts with one style or time signature and then switches into another. Her voice has this really unusual, almost like slightly harsh quality to it that I think makes her sound really more powerful on those tracks. Sorry, I'll end the episode now, but I'll do some more rambling at the start of other missions, which are inspired by other songs. There may be a Spotify playlist at some point, depending on how long this goes on for. Anyway, on this episode of the Talent Agency, you heard Liam as Two-Step, Anthony as Spurs, and Paolo as Nano Ranger. The podcast theme music is Ammonia Clouds by Blank Banshee. Stay dangerous and stay weird, brothers. Right.